علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood. And we are currently discussing about the first and second sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam, he talks about the issue of the circumstances in which the messengers and prophets came to this world. And we say that these circumstances exist even today in different ways. And it is how we as human beings have been able to react to this and try to, come out of this confusion. That is something we can consider and think about. And this problem that we face today in the world, this issue that we see and the problems and the difficulties that humanity faces is something that is quite reminiscent to the problems that were there at that time. And therefore, the messengers, when they came then, today even, we notice that circumstance is there for the messengers to come. But of course, the final messenger has arrived. So, at this time, what we need is the scholars coming and bringing those teachings of the messengers in the best manner so as to bring about the right change that is required in the societies to grow in that direction. And that is why we see that something like the Islamic Revolution came up that brought about the teachings of the prophets and messengers back into the society.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we say that Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he described about the situation of the communities of the past, one of the most important features of these communities was that state of confusion. And because of that state of confusion, it was quite obvious that there was a need for people to come out of that confusion through the messengers. And the messengers did that. They guided the people, they brought them out of the confusion, they told them their direction, they showed them the way, they clarified who is in the right and who is in the wrong. In the similar manner, we today are in need of that. And that is what we call bi'atha. Bi'atha means to have a certain type of you can say awakening, some kind of sudden change within the society. The prophets were the reasons for this change, for this awakening to happen. But in the absence of the prophets, from the narrations we have al-ulama warathatul anbiya, that the scholars are the, you can say, the inheritors of the prophets. They are supposed to read the books, they are supposed to take those statements of the prophets and messengers and the imams and come and bring it forth to the people so that the people can see what they require in that situation, those things that they need to do in their lives, in those instances, in different instances. And that is where we see that these discussions become relevant in the present age also.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when we see that this is the status quo that we have in our communities today, in the world today, and we notice that there are societies and communities that are trying to wake up, but we notice that from these communities there are just a few that have been able to be steadfast. When you look at the essence of these communities that have been able to be steadfast in the path of this confusion, in the direction of truth against that oppression, you will notice they have a few characteristics that, inshallah, we shall mention. Now, some of the characteristics of these communities that have been able to be steadfast in the path of all of these cultural invasions, all of these confusions that have been propagated, that are being propagated by different communities and societies, are, one of those characteristics is that attachment to the statements and the book of God. Why do we say so? It's because connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting to the source of existence, connecting to the source of all of these changes that exist in the society, the one who truly is in control of the affairs of the people, that is the only way to find a solution for the issues of the community. The one who has the knowledge, the one who has the power, the one who is aware of all of these different changes and what really humanity requires is God and God alone. Till when will mankind try to experiment different things, you know, and try to, for example, maneuver in his own way to come out of these confusions? He will not be able to, because the more he does it with his own mind, with his own intellect, the more confused he becomes. It is that intellectual step of a human being of submitting to a higher authority that really deserves to be submitted towards is what will cause that society to progress, what will cause that society to go ahead, what will cause that society to be able to defend itself in different fronts, in the cultural front, in the economic front, in the academic front, and in different fronts, and remain strong and go ahead. But that just doesn't mean you just claim to be believers in God and claim to follow God or uphold the teachings of God without the right training, without real and true, research and understanding. One of those issues is to follow the scholars who are pious, who are strong, who have got the knowledge to be able to be steadfast in this path and to continue in the right direction. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
هذا علي سيد فزاد.
سلاما ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه